I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The National Commission for Religious and Linguistic Minorities presented its long-awaited report to India's government. If affirmed, millions of Dalit Christians will receive the same affirmative action benefits as majority faiths. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says many Dalits may be open to Christ. He's concerned, though, the situation will turn into a political movement.
Ministries need to be careful that Christ is preached and invite these people to follow the Lord. I am crying out to the body of Christ and leaders that we don't get confused with the liberation movement and those who want to follow the Lord.
Elsewhere, Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says they're doing new research this summer in East Africa, specifically targeting 8 language groups living in extremely isolated areas. They're using global positioning satellite technology to match their radio footprint and figure out where to send their interviewers.
When that is finished, we'll take the information and process it and hopefully understand the audience better, understand what things we're doing well, what things maybe aren't working well, and help that to do a better job of programming in the future.
It's all being done with the idea of making the message of the gospel as clear as possible. And Mission India's adult literacy classes are enabling people to read the Bible for themselves. A 40-year-old mother whose greatest joy is worship was unable to read on her own until she enrolled in the 52-week literacy program. Now she's teaching her husband and daughter to read, no longer needing someone to read scripture to them for their weekly devotionals. It costs just $30 to provide training and materials to someone in India. Visit our website to donate. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people a week to watch their TV broadcasts. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.